Listeners of the Laser Time Network should know we love really, really deep dives into sub genres of things. And man, just recently we were trying to figure out a specific genre of music. And I'm talking to my girlfriend and I'm like, it's from the 90s. It's not quite hip hop, but it's not quite R&B. I don't know what it, no, it is. Is it Motown Philly? No, that sounds silly. It was a term I only learned recently. New Jack Swing. And there's a whole new podcast about it from our friends at Wondery, hosted by a very special someone. You know what sound I'm talking about? The new Jack Swing sound. You know the songs. Bobby Brown's My Prerogative, Bill Biv DeVoe's Poison, Blackstreet's No Diggity. It wasn't just hit songs, it became a movement that took over music, culture, and style. Wondery and Universal Music Group present Jacked, Rise of the New Jack Sound, which is hosted by none other than Taraji P. Henson. Jacked follows the story of a group of young musicians who use their unique style and undeniable talents to create a new kind of music. New Jack Swing. Go behind the scenes and into the recording studio with the movement's most influential artists as they create music unlike anything that had ever been heard before and forever changed American culture. So what you're about to hear is a preview of Jacked, Rise of the New Jack Sound. While you're listening, be sure to subscribe to Jacked on Apple Podcasts or join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen to the entire series ad-free. Enjoy.
Have you ever had a dream? Something you wanted so bad, you just couldn't let it go? For Timmy Gatling, his dream was music.
And we were hip-hop and R&B. We were unique, because we dressed fly. We knew all the hip-hop stuff. You like, wow, these little kids are dangerous.
And in 1989, the group he founded had made it. They're getting ready to go on stage in front of 41,000 people at the Los Angeles Coliseum in the crowd of fly girls wearing Donna Karan jumpsuits, guys wearing leather troop bomber jackets, and Obsession cologne is all in the air. This is the biggest black music tour of the day.
I was there. It was in L.A. It was the Budweiser Superfest.
The Budweiser Superfest. You know, I remember what a big deal the Superfest was back in the day, honey. It was the kind of show we would get our hair did, our nails did, our everything did. In the summer of 89, rappers Kool Moe Dee and MC Hammer are on the bill. Patti LaBelle and Timmy Gatling's group, Guy. Trim, flat top haircut, well-dressed. Timmy moves through the crowd of VIPs and people recognize him. Hey, what's up, man? But here's the thing. Timmy isn't playing with his group that day.
And so people asking me, why you not on stage? What's up, you not performing? Yo, Timmy, you not performing?
Because what they don't know is that Timmy is no longer in the group. What?
The fans didn't know. It was like a conundrum. People was like, okay, wait a minute. It was confusing. And that was worse than anything.
Instead, Timmy watches his former bandmates as they go on stage without him.
Groovy.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
And now, he's watching as the crowd at the L.A. Coliseum go off. Guy's dreams have come true, but not Timmy's.
There's no other, how can I put it? It was totally bittersweet. Hearing your songs, it takes you back to how y'all wrote the songs, where you were at in the hood in Teddy's living room, and now they up on stage and you're not a part of it.
Well, what happened to Timmy's dream? I mean, how did this group of kids from Harlem rise to the top of the music industry only to come apart? The story of Guy and New Jack Swing is a story of friendship, double crosses, gangsters, two-timing, and the invention of a new sound that changed pop music forever. And if you listen close, you can hear it all in the mix. From Wondery and Universal Music Group, I'm Taraji P. Henson, and this is Jacked.
Timmy Jack Swing, yes, it's something funky that you can claim. All you gotta do is come on and sing.
2, 3. I made the rejects.